Millions of people are investing in the stock market blindly. Are you one of them? Do you feel like your investment plan is a lost cause and too confusing? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Ron DeLegge's Portfolio Report Card will help you. Go to etfguide.com and find out if your current investment mix passes or flunks. Ron DeLegge will help you to identify and correct any weaknesses in your IRA, 401k plan, or regular investment account. Go to etfguide.com to get your free Portfolio Report Card.
You're listening to the Index Investing Show. This is America's only weekly program focused on the important stock and bond indexes and the financial products that track them.
And now presenting your host,
Ron DeLegge. Ron DeLegge.
Coming up on today's show, Ron DeLegge assassinates the theory, the false theory that it's a stock picker's market. That coming up. Also, defensive industry sectors on the rise, also bond prices rising, yields moving lower, what that means for the investment portfolio that you're currently managing, yours. Also coming up, Dan Dolan will be my guest. We'll be talking about the select sector spider ETFs, diving into the nine industry sectors that make up the S&P 500, get you caught up on all of that. If you'd like to join us and talk about a particular stock, mutual fund, ETF, if you want to get a portfolio report card where I pay you $100 if your portfolio scores an A, I'll look at your portfolio and grade it in five key areas, and I'll tell you if you pass or you flunk. Now, if you pass with an A, I'll pay you $100. Get in touch with me. My Twitter handle, @IndexShow. Email, ron@indexshow.com. Give us your first name along with your city, and I will get to you. So let's get into some figures from the U.S. government talking about GDP, also known as gross domestic product, really measuring the health of the U.S. economy. And we had a pretty big miss there in GDP numbers. And what it's showing, folks, is that the U.S. economy is indeed slowing. And this is why, one of the reasons why, as I started out with, we've been seeing the stock market, we've been seeing certain industry sectors that are defensive in nature move higher. And we're going to talk about one of those sectors, which is utilities. This industry sector has been absolutely on fire. Now, we've got the S&P 500 ahead by around 3% since the beginning of the year, and yet utilities are up double digits in the vicinity of 12%. 12-13% since the beginning of the year. It's been a huge move in the ever dull and ever boring utility sector. So this is what's happening right now with the current financial markets, is that defensive is the name of the game. This is something I talked about with my subscribers at etfguide.com months ago. I told them the way to play the market would be through defensive areas that emphasize not just a defense, but also income from dividends. And of course, that's exactly what you get. We'll be talking about, that's what you get with the utilities. We'll be talking more about this sector, though, coming up a little bit later with Dan Dolan. So stay tuned for that. Has anybody bothered to notice the big move higher in long-term U.S. Treasuries? Has anybody noticed that? Because it has been an unbelievable move up. We've seen Treasury, long-term U.S. Treasury bond ETFs continue to be stellar performers. And the hashtag I've been using at Twitter, hashtag rocket ship, because that's what it's really been since the beginning of the year. Ticker symbol TLT, which is the straight ahead unleveraged exposure to long-term U.S. Treasury bond ETFs, gaining around 9.5%. Can you believe that? 9.5%. And meantime, we've got U.S. stocks gaining just 3% since the beginning of the year. So bonds have absolutely been slaughtering the performance of U.S. stocks. But the thing here, though, is take a look at the performance. And again, you know, I told my newsletter subscribers at ETF Guide months ago to be ready for this, that the move would be to buy long-term U.S. Treasury ETFs. And that was something I told them months ago. And take a look at some of those leveraged, the 2X and the 3X leveraged long-term bond ETFs. UBT, which uses double daily performance or magnification to long-term U.S. Treasuries, ahead by 21% since the beginning of the year. TMF, which uses triple daily leverage to long-term U.S. Treasury bonds, ahead 33%. So this has been a great trade. It's been a great move. The trend, as far as I can see so far, is still up. And especially, I think if we see this market sell off in any significant way, not only are we going to see those defensive assets perform better than the high beta or aggressive types of assets, but we're also going to see probably Treasury prices firm up even more. So time to get ready. Time to get ready now for what lies ahead. This is what we tell you all the time, to have some forethought with regard to your investment portfolio, to position yourself to make money from the trends at hand and the trends that are yet to happen. 877-711-5611 is the number. I'm Ron DeLegge. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. We're here if you want to talk about a particular stock, mutual fund, ETF. If you want to get my free portfolio report card and the chance to win $100 if your portfolio scores an A, get in touch with me. Now, the May issue of my monthly newsletter has come out. There's a lot of good tidbits in there. I'm working on the June issue. June issue should be out next week. But one of the things that we try to help you do is have a handle, not just on stocks, bonds, but also taking a look at commodities as well as the VIX, which measures the market's mood. And really, we've seen something, a very interesting dynamic, and I think I may have pointed this out before, but even with U.S. stock benchmarks touching and still near 52-week or all-time highs, we've got the VIX not making a correspondingly new low. Now, the VIX generally moves in the opposite direction of the S&P 500 around 80% of the time. So you would expect that there's a confirmation in the believability and the conviction of this particular bull market. We should see new lows in the VIX, but we haven't seen that. Now, I know the VIX is rubbing up near its lows, but it has not broken below its 52-week lows or all-time lows for that matter. So it's a very suspect bull market run, and it is petering out. The velocity of the bull run is tiring. That does not necessarily mean we won't make another run or attempted run towards new highs. But at the same time, when you've got less and less stocks participating in this rally, that means it's going to take even more heavy lifting on the part of just a few individual stocks to get the broader stock market back to new highs. So these are some of the trends and things that you have to be aware of, and some of the things we talk about in my monthly newsletter at etfguide.com. 877-711-5611, my Twitter handle, at Index Show. If you ever miss our regular radio broadcast for whatever reason, you can always pick up our free podcast. It's available at indexshow.com/podcast. Also, my colleague Chad Carnes has written a great article. We began earlier talking about the GDP, which was barely positive in the first quarter, up only 0.1%. And of course, a lot of blame on the weather. How often have we seen that play out so far this year? You know, everyone blaming the weather, the bad weather for this, the bad weather for that. But a great article titled "Big Misses in GDP, Here's Why the Market Isn't Spooked." And his chief contention in that article, and you can read it at etfguide.com, is that the market has not been driven, or it's not been moving, based upon fundamentals. So even a huge GDP downside surprise or shock, as negative as that may be, has barely made the market blink. So we've got a calloused market, a calloused stock market. We've got fundamentals that are deteriorating, but the market continues to shrug that off. But of course, as Chad points out in that excellent article, it's not going to last forever. It won't be indefinite. But in the meantime, Investors need to be ready for what lies ahead, because at some point it will start to matter and the market will start to care. This is the Index Investing Show. I'm Ron DeLegge. More when we return. Go nowhere.
The Index Investing Show with Ron DeLegge.
Okay, so let me explain to you how this works. In a relentless uptrending stock market, investors become highly confident in their ability to pick stocks, naturally calling it a stock picker's market. After all, any stock that they pick is going up, and they are thus right, at least for that moment. We saw the most extreme example of this last year, which set a record in terms of breadth, with 93% of stocks within the S&P 500 finishing positive on the year. Never mind the fact that a blindfolded monkey throwing darts was likely to pick a winning stock last year. And so what the final result of this is that most investors came out of 2013 seeing and believing that they were the next coming of Warren Buffett. So the term stock picker's market really gets people going. It gives them the false hope that they can beat the broader market by carefully picking the right stocks. But the fact is, they've been picking stocks. The broader market has been moving higher. Even a blindfolded monkey could have done just as well. But I wanted to test this theory just a little bit further. I examined the 5-year track record of all 30 stocks within the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And I wanted to see how many of these 30 stocks were able to beat or outperform their peer industry sector ETF. Because after all, if it's a stock picker's market, then that would mean that the majority of individual stocks are outperforming their peer industry sectors and the ETFs linked to them. Now, here's what the actual results, what I actually found from this mini study. Again, examining the 5-year track record of all 30 stocks within the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, I found that a pathetic 67% of Dow stocks, 20 of them, failed to beat their peer industry sector and the corresponding passive sector ETF. Now, these results are from April 28, 2009, all the way to April 28, 2014. The results were particularly heinous for stock pickers in the technology sector. And boy, do we have a lot of them. I mean, that's probably a stock picker's, one of their favorite sectors. Of all of the sectors out there within the financial markets, probably technology is one of those areas where stock pickers just love to go at it. But what I found was every single Dow component in the technology arena, from Intel to Microsoft to IBM, lagged the technology sector spider ETF, that's ticker symbol XLK. Can you believe that? So rather than trying to pick themselves to glory and riches, technology investors, instead of trying to find the next greatest individual technology stock, would have been far better off by just investing in a passively managed tech fund linked to that particular sector, like ticker symbol XLK. You would have easily beaten all those stock pickers who owned Microsoft and who owned Intel and IBM. So this is what's going on here. What stock picker's market? Well, there hasn't been a stock picker's market. And the average investor, again, this illustrates, my mini study, is a notoriously poor market timer, and they're an equally bad stock picker. Most of us would be better off having just invested in a diversified basket of stocks via an index fund or via an ETF. And so this is the point that I need to drive home to all of our listeners so that you really understand how to turn the odds of investing in your favor instead of self-destructing. 877-711-5611 is the number. Ron@indexshow.com is the email address. My Twitter handle, @indexshow. Now, coming up a little bit later, we've got Dan Dolan of the Select Sector Spider ETFs. He'll be joining us. We'll be talking about the 9 industry sectors that make up the S&P 500. I want to get Dan's thoughts on my mini study and see what he has to add to that. Also, I don't know if any of you have noticed the big move higher in long-term U.S. Treasury bond ETFs. The market is changing. The climate is changing. The risk-off mentality, the risk-off psychology is coming back into play, and the market is getting more defensive. I told my newsletter subscribers at ETFguy.com months ago to be ready for this trend. And they are, not only have they been ready for it, they've been making money from it. And we told them that it would be time to buy long-term U.S. Treasury ETFs. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's been the right place to be. And it continues to be the right place to be. We're not buying long-term U.S. Treasuries for income, even though we're getting some income. We're buying it because they've been increasing in value. And the increase, as far as I can see, is not done just yet. If the market sell-off picks up steam in stocks, I think you'll see more strength in treasuries. And the dynamic of bonds or treasuries outperforming stocks continues to play. TLT, which tracks long-term U.S. Treasury bonds, we're talking about U.S. treasuries with durations of 20 years or longer. TLT is the iShares ETF tracking that particular area, ahead by 9.5% since the beginning of the year, easily outperforming the S&P 500 SPY, which is ahead by just 3%. And some of those leveraged long-term U.S. Treasury bond ETFs really, really sizzling. UBT, which aims for double daily performance to long-term U.S. Treasuries, ahead by 21%. TMF, which is the direction shares, 3X or 300% daily leverage to long-term U.S. Treasuries, sizzling up 33%. So those particular areas or those particular short-term trading ETFs are doing very, very well. And in terms of yield, we're going to talk a little bit more about one particular area of the stock market where investors have been going to get more yield. That'll be coming up with Dan Dolan of the Select Sector Spider ETFs. Again, the number, 877-711-5611. Ron@indexshow.com is my email address. My Twitter handle, @indexshow.com. Get in touch with me. Send me a tweet. Want to talk a little bit about corporate America's late cycle behavior. We see the pace of U.S. merger and acquisition activity erupting. And of course, bankers and lawyers love this particular trend of merger and acquisition activity because, well, it gives them work. And investors of the targeted companies, they love this too, so long as the buyout premium of the companies they own hovers between juicy and ridiculous. So what is the velocity of M&A activity, that's merger and acquisition activity, tell us about the state of the stock market? Well, during the first quarter, the U.S. healthcare sector, that's ticker symbol XLV, had over $56 billion in merger deals alone. Now, that's a huge increase from the same quarter last year. And at the current pace, the merger activity in the healthcare sector should beat the past 2 years. The main driver, though, within the healthcare sector has been the biotech and pharmaceutical sector, which continue to sizzle. And I want to talk a little bit more about a couple of research studies and what they tell us about the very high level of merger activity, what that means and how that's correlated to the broader stock market. So stay tuned for that. This is the Index Investing Show. I'm Ron DeLegge. Coming up next, Dan Dolan with the Select Sector Spider ETFs. We'll break it down for you. More when we return. Go nowhere.
Investing Show with Lon DeLegge.
This segment is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Visit them on the web at sectorspiders.com or call 866-SECTOR-ETF.
Is a lack of dividend income starving your retirement portfolio? 30 years ago, an investment in the S&P 500 took just 12 years to double from dividends. Today, it would take that same investor almost 40 years to double their money because of depressed dividend yields. Isn't it time you fight back? The Profit Strategy Newsletter at etfguide.com can show you how. A $100,000 portfolio using our timely strategies should be able to generate between $500 and $2,000 per month. Do what the smart dividend income investors are doing. Click on the Profit Strategy Newsletter at etfguide.com and we'll show you how to turn your investments into a cash cow. Isn't it time you started squeezing more money from your investments? Be a smart dividend income investor, not a victim. Put your retirement portfolio on overdrive by going to etfguide.com to get your monthly income trades. Click on the Profit Strategy Newsletter at etfguide.com today.
Welcome back from the break. Although the broader stock market has been pretty much flat on the year, we've got different sectors performing at different velocities. We're going to talk about some of the top performing industry sectors within the S&P 500. And here to join us is Dan Dolan. He's Director of Wealth Management Strategies at the Select Sector Spider ETFs. SectorSpider.com is the website. Go there. Dan, welcome to the program. Always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for being here.
Let's begin with the utility stocks, ticker symbol XLU, which have been star performers this year. Investors are definitely getting more defensive, but they also want dividends, and we see interest rates trending lower. That's been good for utilities. Tell us more.
You know, you started by talking about the market being kind of flattish to up 1% or 2% for the year. And there's such a range under the surface of that, where utilities up almost, you know, 13, 14% year to date, and discretionary is down almost 5%. So you have like a 19% swing if you're in the right sector or if you're in the wrong sector. And I think more and more investors are taking notice to that. And it's not just what the S&P is doing, but what are the pieces doing and where, you know, where should you be invested? The utility sector has been great, up 14% year to date. I think the defensive nature of that is part of it. I think it's the search for yield that, you know, we've talked about it before, but, you know, demographically, everyone getting older. It's hard to find yield anywhere. And the utility sector has historically been the highest yielding sector in the market, continues to be that way. And the combination of defensive play with the yield. And the nice thing about utilities, by the way, you get a little bit of dividend growth. I looked at this recently, and the dividend on XLU, which is Utility Spider, has grown by 22 cents in the last 5 years. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but your dividend actually increases by 20% over that five-year period. So unlike a fixed income instrument where you buy it, you know what the income is going to be. What we've seen with utilities is not only is it attractive yield, but a little bit of growth of that dividend, which obviously helps your total return.
Now, I was curious to see how many stocks within the Dow Jones Industrial Average have underperformed their peer industry sector. Here's what I found. For the five-year period ending April 28th, an incredible 20 out of 30 Dow stocks, or 67% of them, underperformed their peer industry sector ETF. What are the stats telling us?
You know, I think, you know, from my end, it's why are we picking stocks? You know, I mean, you look at this and say, okay, this is the Dow Jones 30. Everyone knows these companies, and they can't even outperform their peer groups or their industry sector, whatever it may be. Minimize your single stock risk and buy a sector portfolio. Buy a portfolio of stocks in a similar field. And if you're right about that theme, you don't have to be right about that one stock over the other stock. So the perfect example of that is energy, where they all move based on the price of oil and the price of gas. Do I need to be right about Chevron or Exxon? You buy the sector, and if you're right about the theme, you're going to do pretty well.
What's interesting about these stats, too, Dan, is this was during a good market. I mean, stock.
Right.
Broader stock market indexes were up hugely. So just imagine how bad people are or what the results would be in a poor market.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about going back further, you know, 2008, if you owned a particular financial name, how bad you would have been hit there. So, and not only is, you know, is it a performance issue, but it's minimizing risk, which I think is more important to most people today.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Index Investing Show. Pleased to be talking with Dan Dolan at the Select Sector Spider ETFs. SectorSPDR.com is the website. Go there. Now, one of my favorite tools at SectorSpider.com is the correlation tool for stocks and ETFs. Just explain to us, why would someone use this particular correlation tool and how does it work?
It basically, my favorite application here is to take a look at a swap candidate. So you take a look and find securities that are similar to something that you own, that if you trade out of that stock, that ETF, that you find something that's similar to maintain that exposure. So when it comes to tax planning and year-end tax swapping, you find something that looks and trades very similar to what you own today. Maybe that position's at a loss, and you want to take that loss to realize the tax benefit of that, but you want to maintain exposure. So you find something that is very highly correlated to that security. You swap into it for a 30-day, 31-day period, and you can continue to hold it if you like, but if you want to swap back to the original position, you can. And all along, what you realize is that you're holding something that's trading very similar to what you sold out of and were able to take the loss. So there's various applications, but that tax swap application is really cool.
Now, S&P Energy stocks, ticker symbol XLE, which you talked about earlier, hit a 52-week high in April, and we've seen gas prices been edging higher quietly. We've also got the summer travel season coming up. That generally means higher gas prices. But there's also concern about this political uncertainty and confrontation happening over there in Russia, and it's between Russia and its neighbors, and that could push oil prices even higher. XLE looks like a good hedge against higher oil prices and higher gas prices. Talk about that.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that for most people, particularly older folks living on fixed incomes, that you know the energy cost that you have each month is significant. Whether that's to put gas in your car, to heat your home, whatever it may be, that as oil prices, gas prices rise, you feel that in your, you know, what your expense side of the equation looks like. Owning some energy exposure kind of hedges that for you. So if the price of oil, the price of gas is moving higher, chances are many of these energy companies are doing well. So a small portion of your portfolio in the energy sector, that kind of hedges your expense side, that as these things creep up, these, you know, the profits are greater on many of these companies, and XLE or whatever the energy exposure you have, chances are that moves a little bit higher too. So I think it makes tremendous sense as a hedge in one's portfolio.
SectorSpider.com is the website. Dan Dolan joining us. Now, during the first quarter, U.S. healthcare sector, ticker symbol XLV, had over $56 billion in merger deals alone. That's a hefty 80% increase compared to the same quarter last year. Now, what's going on in the healthcare sector? This has been a good area, too, by the way.
It's been a very strong area for a few years, and I think that, you know, this activity is telling you that people expect it to remain strong. I think that part of this, the story here, though, is that it's hard to find growth in this sector at rates that were similar to what we have experienced in the past. So some of these companies are willing to pay for that growth. So they're going out and buying companies that can help the overall enterprise grow, and they're paying premiums for it. And when you look at the demographics in the country, as the aging population, that whole theme continues, that people, what they spend on healthcare will continue to grow, and I think these companies are looking to be positioned for that growth going forward. But the organic growth that they're experiencing gets a little bit difficult. These companies are paying up to continue to grow.
The other thing, too, is you look at some of the companies within XLV, you've also got some global exposure there. This is not just a story about domestic exposure to healthcare.
No, absolutely. You look at, these are world-class companies. These are market leaders globally. And it's a mix of big pharmaceutical companies and then some biotech companies, you know, with the higher growth rates and kind of new products and things like that. So the overall theme of healthcare, but these are world-class global leaders that are part of XLV.
One last thing before you take off. Basic materials, ticker symbol XLB, is the smallest sector within the S&P 500. Yet, when it comes to hedging against the damaging effect of higher inflation, I can't think of another sector aside from maybe energy that offers a better inflationary defense. Tell us more about XLB.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, your commodity exposure can definitely hedge for inflation. And when you look at XLB, you're looking at chemicals, metals, paper products, things like that. So kind of core commodity type of exposure, which if prices are moving up, these things move higher, it's a very nice hedge. If you think the economy is expanding a bit, and, you know, the growth, the chemicals, the buildings, the things like that, those prices creep higher, here's a way to hedge for that.
What about the idea, and some people say, well, just buy commodities themselves versus the stocks. I mean, what are the differences or the advantages of maybe owning XLB versus just buying the commodities themselves?
Well, you could do both. I think that there may be a position for both in a portfolio, but keep in mind that the commodities tend to be a little bit more volatile. And when you look at the, you know, these are companies that are operating quarter to quarter and operating for earnings growth over that time. That the volatility there tends to be a little bit less than pure commodity exposure. And again, maybe it's a little bit of both in the portfolio.
Great ideas and solid interview. You just heard from Dan Dolan, Director of Wealth Management Strategies at the Select Sector Spider ETFs. Go to sectorspider.com. That's SPDR.com. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. I'm Ron DeLegge. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
The Index Investing Show with Ron DeLegge.
All right. Welcome back from the break. And one of the industry sectors featured in that conversation with Dan Dolan is the Select Sector Utilities, ticker symbol XLU. Here's what I had to say to my subscribers at ETF Guide about a month or so ago in one of our updates. We actually had a buy alert on XLU. If one must, let me quote myself here. Let me quote the research. Quote, if one must invest in equities, doing it via steady dividend payers that are defensive is smart. And the utilities spider ETF, XLU, fits the bill. The fund carries a dividend yield of 3.77%, almost double the S&P 500's depressed yield. XLU's top holdings include Duke Energy, Dominion Resources, and Next Era Energy. To collect the next quarterly dividend for XLU on 3/31, an investor will need to own the shares by 3/19. If interest rates stay contained, the fund has potential to add to its year-to-date gains. We're buying XLU, end of quote. That was from our weekly pick at etfguide.com on March 12th. And since then, we've had a nice gain in XLU, which has continued to edge higher. We also collected a pretty nice dividend there at the end of the first quarter, so we're waiting on another dividend because we still own the shares at the end of the second quarter, which will be on June 30th. So, you know, we're just collecting our dividends, and in the meantime, the shares have continued to edge higher, and it's been a really, really good play. And as Dan Dolan mentioned in that interview, it certainly beats fixed income investments because of the fact that you've got the potential for dividend income growth, which we've seen that with utility stocks continuing to boost their dividends over the past several years, whereas investing in bonds, you haven't really been getting that. With bonds, you get a fixed income, and there's really no potential for growth. 877-711-5611 is the number. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. My Twitter handle, @IndexShow. If you want to read my latest newsletter, along with my weekly picks, some of the top yielding and top performing ETFs out there, just go to etfguide.com and click on the Profit Strategy Newsletter. Toward the tail end of the last segment, we were talking about corporate America's late cycle behavior, and that refers to their merger and acquisition activity, which typically is what you see toward the tail end of a bull market. Now, research studies have concluded that high stock market valuations are definitely correlated with high merger and acquisition activity. Findings also show that overvalued stock of the firms that are doing the buying can negatively impact future performance. In the event of a market correction, the high-priced stock will likely lose value, thus damaging the performance of the overall transaction. Generally, cash finance deals sends two potential signals to the market. Number one, corporate managers have a high level of hubris. Or number two, the target firm is possibly undervalued. One of the earliest studies on the performance in business cycles and M&A activity was conducted back in 1985 by a researcher by the name of Kuswit. His study showed that the level of M&A activity is usually bigger when stock market valuations are high. He also found that more companies should be conducting takeovers during a period of bust versus boom to increase the acquisition's odds of success. Unfortunately, most companies don't take that advice. So, although M&A activity is associated factually with late cycle behavior, and this time it won't be any different than history, it does not necessarily mean that the current bull run in stocks is immediately over. But again, if we reference history, this all still teaches us a very valuable lesson that the bull run in stocks is probably closer to its end than the beginning. And that means, again, the prudent investor prepares for winter while the sun is still shining. 877-711-5611 is the number. You're listening to the Index Investing Show. I'm Ron DeLegge. It's great to have you with us. If you'd like to talk about a particular stock, mutual fund, ETF, if you want to send me an investing question, something about your own investment portfolio, give me a shout out, ron@indexshow.com. You can also tweet me live at Index Show. And if you want a portfolio report card where I grade your investment portfolio and give you an A, B, C, D, or F, and I'll tell you how you're doing, I look at your portfolio and all the categories that matter, taxes, cost, diversification, risk, performance, and then I give your portfolio a final grade of A, B, C, or D, or F. And of course, we do this not to embarrass you. We do this not to make you feel dumb. We do this to tell you very clearly and very specifically if your investment portfolio is helping you or hurting you, and if it's helping you to be on track for your financial goals. Don't do this to make myself look smart. That's not the point of the portfolio report card. It's to tell you the strengths and the weaknesses of your investment portfolio so that you can act accordingly. So if you want to get a portfolio report card, get in touch with me, ron@indexshow.com. And by the way, if you score an A, guess what? I'll pay you $100. Now, we talked earlier about, is it a stock picker's market? Gave you some statistics that really show the fact that it is not a stock picker's market. In fact, I did a mini study, a five-year look back of all individual stocks, and there's 30 of them within the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and 20 of them, or 67% of them, failed to beat or outperform their peer industry sector ETF. And what this is telling us is that investors would have been better off just having picked their favorite industry sector versus trying to pick an individual stock. So, for example, if your fancy is the financial sector, well, instead of picking an individual stock like Wells Fargo or Bank of America or Goldman Sachs or someone else, well, why not just bank your fortunes? Why not just invest in a diversified basket of financial stocks and banks, something like XLF? And that way, instead of betting the house on one horse, well, you own many horses and you diversify the risk, and also you probably increase your odds of success. In fact, that's what the numbers show. Again, 67% of Dow stocks underperform their peer industry sector ETF. My goodness, it's really, really telling. I mean, it's an eye-opener. We know, and the studies have shown consistently, that the average investor is notoriously bad at market timing, and they're also bad when it comes to picking stocks, and this just confirms that. So if you're going to pick stocks, well, I'm not going to stop you, but only do it with money that you can afford to lose. Only do it with your play money. So go ahead, pick stocks, but do it with your play money. your serious money, your real money, the money that you care about should be indexed to the market. It's that simple. And that's what we talk about. That should be your core investment portfolio or core strategy. Think about it as your foundation. So you got to have a solid foundation. You build that on low-cost index ETFs. And then once you've got that foundation built, once it's firmly rooted and you have some extra money and you want to invest in commodity futures, you want to invest in individual stocks, venture capital, private equity, Beanie Babies, Bitcoin, or whatever other insane ideas come to your head, be my guest. Be my guest, but don't do that until after you have built your core portfolio on a solid foundation. And if you do that, I'm confident that you'll reach your financial goals. You'll minimize your risk. You'll minimize your cost of your portfolio and increase your diversification. And more importantly, achieve peace of mind when it comes to your finances. So we want to help you to have the right outlook, the right psychology when it comes to your money and your investments. And that's the purpose of our weekly broadcast. If you ever miss our regular radio show, you can always pick up our free podcast. It's available at indexshow.com/podcast. Pick up my newsletter. It's available at etfguide.com. It's called the Profit Strategy Newsletter. You won't be disappointed. And also, don't forget to catch my weekly YouTube videos. We've got a ton of them out there. So you can catch that at YouTube. Again, just search under ETF Guide. Well, that just about does it for another episode of the Index Investing Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be here again, same time, same station, again next week. And until we meet again, may the market indexes be with you.
The opinions expressed in this broadcast are not necessarily that of our advertisers, sponsors, or broadcast partners. The discussion of investing is general and should not be construed as investment advice or an offer to buy or sell securities. Listeners are responsible for their own investment decisions and results. Before investing in mutual funds or ETFs, always consult a prospectus for risk, charges, expenses, and other information. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Past performance is not indicative of future results. No reproduction or dissemination of the Index Investing Show is permitted without the expressed written consent of its producers.